Figure 8 is a radar summary chart for Tuesday, May 8th, 1035Z. The figure depicts seven areas, labeled A through G. Figure 8 also contains a legend showing that shading indicates echo areas. Contours are indicated at intensities 1, 3, and 5. Also, tops and bases are shown, as well as movement of areas and movement of lines. Cells and precipitation type and change in the intensity of precipitation. On this particular figure, weather watch boxes are not indicated. Area A points to an area inside a second contour and indicates strong to very strong echoes. Echo tops, 30,000 feet MSL, thunderstorms, and rain showers. Area A indicates an echo intensity of 3 to 4, strong to very strong, since it is the second of two contours. Echo tops are at 30,000 feet. Thunderstorms and rain showers are indicated by the contraction TRW. Area B indicates weak to moderate echoes, rain showers increasing in intensity. Area B indicates an echo intensity of 1 to 2, weak to moderate, since it is within the first contour. The contraction RW plus indicates rain showers intensity increasing or new echo. Area C indicates area movement toward the northeast, strong to very strong echoes, and echo tops 28,000 feet MSL. Area C indicates an echo intensity level of 3 to 4, strong to very strong, since it is within the second contour. Echo tops are 28,000 feet. Line or area movement is indicated by a shaft and barb combination, with the shaft indicating the direction and the barbs the speed. A whole barb is 10 knots, a half barb is 5 knots, and a pennant is 50 knots. In Area C, the area movement is toward the northeast at 20 knots. Area D indicates intense to extreme echoes within the smallest contour. Echo tops, 29,000 feet MSL, and cell movement toward the northeast at 50 knots. Area D indicates an echo intensity level of 5 to 6, intense to extreme, since it is in the third contour. Echo tops are at 29,000 feet. Individual cell movement is indicated by an arrow with the speed in knots, entered as a number, and the arrow shaft pointing in the direction of movement. In Area D, an individual cell is moving northeast at 50 knots. Area E indicates highest echo tops 30,000 feet MSL, weak to moderate echoes, thunderstorms and rain showers, and cell movement toward northwest at 15 knots. Area E indicates an echo intensity of 1 to 2, weak to moderate, since it is within the first contour. Echo tops are at 30,000 feet. Individual cell movement is indicated by an arrow with the speed in knots entered as a number and the arrow shaft pointing in the direction of movement. In Area E, an individual cell is moving northwest at 15 knots. Thunderstorms and rain showers are indicated by the contraction TRW. The area depicted by arrow F indicates line of echoes, thunderstorms, highest echo tops, 45,000 MSL. No line movement indicated. When echoes are reported as a line will be drawn through them on the chart. When there is at least 8/10 coverage in the line, it is labeled at both ends as solid by the abbreviation SLD. The line in Area F is not solid, and it is not moving. Echo tops in Area F are 45,000 feet. Thunderstorms are indicated by the contraction TRW. The weather conditions depicted in the area indicated by arrow G indicate echo bases 10,000 feet MSL, cell movement toward northeast at 15 knots, weak to moderate echoes, rain. Area G indicates an echo intensity of 1 to 2, weak to moderate, since it is within the first contour. Echo bases are at 10,000 feet. Individual cell movement is indicated by an arrow with the speed in knots entered as a number and the arrow shaft pointing in the direction of movement. In Area G, an individual cell is moving northeast at 15 knots. The contraction R indicates rain.